Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Dallas.
Thank you, Dr. Daria.
Oh, that was
nice. I thought good it was morning. Daria. Well, I can't see. What That's do Joanne. I know? Joanne.
Okay, everybody mute yourself except me.
Oh, yeah.
See if, okay. Ready? Good morning, everybody. My name is Joanne. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning, especially if this is your first time. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message, which is peace. Peace flows through me and blesses the world. The light of God shines within all people. I pause to remember this truth as I consider the world and my relationship with it. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." That was from John 14:27. The same divine light that lived in Jesus is shining brightly in me. My peace is a gift I choose to give to the world. I bless the world by affirming, the kingdom of God is among us here and now. It is through this Christ-centered awareness that I project a consciousness of peace. I live, move, and have my being in the light, love, and peace of God. I expand my awareness of divine ideas through prayer and meditation. And I do my part to uplift the consciousness of the entire planet. I am walking in the light of God, and I am at peace. And from Revelations 21:24, the nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Okay, this is the second Sunday of Advent, of Lent, of Advent, not Lent.
Light the candle of faith. And today, on the second Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of peace. Dear God, in the depths of our soul lives a sense of peace that nothing can disturb. You are our inner source of comfort and strength that calms us. You are our assurance of security and serenity. Your presence within us is our source of happiness, fulfillment, and prosperity. You are our foundation of wholeness, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. As we begin the second week of Advent, we affirm, be still, be still, be still. And from Luke 2:13-14, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Thank you very much, Susan. That was beautiful. Thank you, Penny. Join us in singing Surely the Presence Now with Dallas and Linda. You have to unmute yourself, though. Here we go.
God's love is in this place. I can feel her mighty power and the presence. I can hear the rush of angel wings. I see glory on his face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
Thank you very much, Dallas and Linda. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Please stand, I don't know why, or sit while Dallas and Linda lead us in the welcoming song, One Face, One Race.
Trying to keep us in our place. We live in moments, better left, let go of misery. Change the rules we can embrace. One face, one race. We are all the same beneath. One face, one race. A momentary fantasy in this illusion we call life. So come with me and wipe away this inhumanity. Together we can make it right. Power to make a difference. that I will just one voice.
One face, one race, Buddha, Masha, Buddha, Raza.
We all the same in need.
One face, one race, Buddha, Masha, Buddha, Raza.
Embrace diversity.
Thank you very much, Dallas and Linda. All right, everybody awake now? Energized? Well, now that we're online, please wave or gesture nicely to each other. I see everybody waving. Yay! Any announcements? Just wave your hand. Give me a minute to scan the screen. Okay, Susan Finley has an announcement.
This is a familiar announcement. We still need 3 people to help with our candle lighting service. And I'd like to encourage those of you who are not in our neighborhood, but on our screen, like John and Karen and, Karen's nearby, Cindy, Sherry, Fred, you just have to read 2 paragraphs and you can do it from anywhere in the world. So, please consider that. And before we're done today, let me know that you'd love to read a couple of paragraphs and participate with us in our candle lighting ceremony. That's it.
Okay. All right. Any other announcements? No hands. Oh, Tom's got a hand.
Just wanted to welcome Sanchez and Merritt. Is that pronunciation right?
Yeah, it's Ivalice. Unfortunately, I can't change my name on my Zoom, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, Ivalice. Right. What a pretty name.
And can you tell us where you're coming from?
Yeah, so I'm in Boston right now, and I was invited by Dr. D, Dr. Daria. Yeah.
Well,
hello. Welcome.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Welcome.
All right.
Yeah, I have an answer.
I saw a hand up on Johnny's, even though it was like floating in the clouds there.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Rosie. I did my best. She got up, got dressed, got her makeup on, really wanted to join us, and she can't figure out how to work the computer to join us. So she said to tell you all she loves you and she's sorry, but she's not going to be joining us today. Even though she got all dressed up because she really wanted to come and hear Dr. Daria's message. So, and let everybody know Rosie's out there thinking about us, trying to be
okay.
Here.
Okay. All right.
You know, if Susan wants Susan, if you want to be host, I'll run over there and hook Rosie.
You know, I don't really recommend that. She's extremely frustrated and doesn't want to try anymore today.
Okay, but thank
I
you.
I did tell her I'll come over later in the week and we'll do a laptop lesson and see if that helps her out.
Okay. All righty. Any more announcements? Oh, keep our friend Anina Grumbles in your prayers. She had emergency surgery, her colon ruptured, and they got that piece out and sewn back together, and she's almost starting to feel like a human again, but she'll be in the hospital for a while. So send good, strong energy to Anine. All right, any other announcements? No? Okay. Well, let's join us together in the unity statement, okay? We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. All right, now Dallas and Linda will lead us in our song of joy, This What I Know.
Great to be here.
This is what I know, that we are all connected. The universe reflected in each shining part. And everywhere I go, I recognize the faces. All of my relations in this one heart. All I need is already looking through these eyes. Never than my breathing.
Thank you very much, Dallas and Linda. That was wonderful. Best way to get peace is to let it go. All right, and now it's time for our morning reading, and our reader this morning is Danin, who has to unmute herself.
Hi, I'm going to read from this book called The Seven Sacred Teachings. Sorry. By David Bouchard and Joseph Martin. The Seven Sacred Teachings of White Buffalo Calf Woman, also known as the Seven Grandfather Teachings, are shared, valued, and practiced by many Indigenous peoples. It is our hope that this telling will unite and thus heal divisions. Prophecies tell that this is a time of one heart, one mind, and one drum. Forward by White Buffalo Calf Woman. Long ago, I heard my children cry. 4 days later, I took on the shape of white buffalo calf. 4 days after that, I went to them, and over the next 4 days, I taught them sacred songs and dances, and I taught them the seven sacred ceremonies. I taught them the sun dance. I taught them to fast. I taught them the sacred and traditional ceremonies necessary for youth coming of age. I gifted them with the peace pipe and taught them how to use it. I taught them the ways of the medicine wheel. I taught them to seek their paths to the good red road by reaching out to me through the vision quest. And I taught them how to build and use the sweat lodge. I told them that they were responsible for watching over the land, their four-legged brothers, and all their relations. Today I return as White Buffalo Calf Woman. Today I return with seven sacred teachings. Open your minds and your hearts to Grandfather Universe, Father Sun, Grandmother Moon, Mother Earth, and all of the flyers, swimmers, walkers, crawlers, burrowers, and standing ones. Accept the teachings of Grandfather Rock, the elements, the colors of my seven sacred dimensions. Be open to all your relations so that through them you can walk your journey through life along the good red road. When you follow these seven sacred teachings, you might then live in peace and harmony with all your relations. The four directions of the medicine wheel represent the four colors of two-legged: yellow east, red south, black west, and white north. There are three other dimensions: up, down, and within. I'm only going to read the one teaching, and that is on humility. There's a picture of a wolf. Humility. Begin your journey in the spring in the east. East is where all life begins, and yellow best represents my first teaching, humility. Every day, the beauty and power of creation are ignited in the east. Are you not humbled by the strength and brilliance of the rising sun? Can you not sense that there is something much stronger than you out there? Accept how small and insignificant you are for the betterment of yourself and all creation. Strive to be humble. Look to Wolf for humility. Observe how Wolf does not live for himself, but for the pack. Watch how his head in the presence of others. Oh, sorry. Watch him bow his head in the presence of others. He does this out of deference, not fright. Understand what a small part of the whole Wolf understands what a small part of the whole he plays. His ultimate punishment is to be cast away from his community. Learn this kind of humility. Learn to not be arrogant. Do not think too highly of yourself. Do not want for yourself. Become Wolf. Become humble. Okay. And the other lessons were in honesty, respect, courage, wisdom, truth, and love. The end.
Thank you, Dan, and that was wonderful. Thank you very, very much. All right, now it's time for our meditation song, One Voice.
Separate being on our own, and there's a time when we conspire to come together and unite our heart's desire and sing in one voice, sing with one heart to make a love choice.
Wonderful, wonderful. Boy, what an appropriate song for nowadays, huh? That was wonderful. Thank you. All right, let's say our affirmations together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace knowing that everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. So this is the Sunday that we do the traditional Lord's Prayer, if you'll say that along with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now, Alleluia by Dallas and Linda. Thank you very, very much, Dallas and Linda. And as you know, we are privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. And this morning we are blessed to have Dr. Daria Funches share her wisdom and stories.
Good morning, everyone, and good afternoon to some of you on the East Coast and the Midwest and wherever everybody is and in the mountain time zones. The theme today is walk in the light. Walk in the new world until we become lighthouses. And because the daily word today was about peace, and but the scripture spoke of the peace that comes when you have fully recognized and have deep in your knowingness that God is light. And because that particular scripture is a powerful one that's down at the end of the daily word. It says, the nations will walk by its light and the kings of the earth will bring their glory to it. And in the Bible that I use from the Eastern text, the Peshitta, with the Revelations 21 verse 24 says, and the people who have been saved will walk by that very light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their own glory and the honor of the people. When I'm saying peoples here, I'm embracing that with the spirit of all peoples. The spirit that's mentioned in some of the readings that just Danan did and some of the teachings that I do and that grandfather does and everyone, that we are all related. We are all connected, all of creation. In fact, when we think about God as light, we are all the flying ones, the standing ones, the creeping, crawling ones, the mountains, the rocks, the waters. We are all different arrangements of light. All different arrangements of light. And if we are all different arrangements of light, we can also think of creator as change. All of creation is creator. All parts of creation are different arrangements of light. And if we walk in this light, the first thing for us to really recognize is to have that knowledge. And some of us take it from a sense of knowingness, and some of us work with it maybe from wherever we are as a sense of faith. But it's a principle, it's a law. So if we're going to walk in the light, we have to apply that law and apply that principle. And if we apply that law and that principle, one of the things to embrace, which may seem a little contrary to some of you, depending on how you think, is to embrace the so-called darkness, to embrace the darkness is a place where I can also go to the, where we say our conscious level and our unconscious level. Sometimes in metaphysics, we use those to symbolize what we're conscious and aware of and what we're not conscious and aware of. And what may automatically function for us in our unconscious also. For example, when we talk about being one people, one heart, one voice, all related, mitakyo asan, is how I said in Lakota. It means that everything is connected. All of life is connected and related, all my relations. But we sometimes don't want to embrace those things that we're not that conscious of. Even those of us who are practicing some of the principles of unity or practicing Christianity or practicing the following the teachings of Jesus or practicing Zen Buddhism or sometimes we're challenged to tune into or look at those things that are in our shadow or that may be errors in how we think, omissions in how we think. And to embrace that, I say, let's embrace the so-called darkness. Let's embrace the shadow side. Let's look into those things that I'm not that conscious of or aware of, or that may be within me. Some part of me is unconsciously blocking or interfering with that oneness. But let's embrace it. Let's shine the light on it. Because actually, when I am willing to do that, when I'm willing to explore that which may be an error in me, that becomes a vehicle to expand more and more into the light, to walk more and more into the light. Sometimes I work with people who are willing to explore those things in private with me, yet are challenged to ever acknowledge it to others. Whatever they discover is a shadow. It's not that we have to all go around carrying a billboard that says, you know, here's some error I found. But in the connection, making the connection with relations with all of us as related, it becomes relevant for somebody who stands in a different arrangement of light than I am, who stands in a different culture than I may stand, to really explore and share those stories or that awareness. And that becomes a vehicle for which at that moment shines more light on me and on you and on all of us. Sometimes in the position that I am, going into different cultures all the time and working with groups that may speak a different language from me, that have a different culture that they come from me, but being in a position to work with them and help them see where they are and make a change, the application of this notion that God is light and that we are all different arrangements of light. It comes to me the opportunity to hear the music beneath the words, to not react, to be at peace with whoever's around and what their beliefs are and their attitudes are, but to not react to that as much as to hear what's on underneath that and to relate to it and to shed the light that I carry onto it. And imagine what that's like when we can all, we're all doing that more and more. We have practices within our center that actually reach out to people and share that light, that application of the principle that God is light. When Penny and Johnny are sending out and selecting who to send some love and energy to, that's acting God is light. When we see someone who's angry or disenchanted or depressed, we send a message to them, a message of love, a message of light, to act from that indwelling presence of Creator, that indwelling presence of God, to act as the active intelligence that is the Holy Spirit, to bring that loving and divine energy through me and around me. Oh, we're at a time where it's time to wear our soul on the outside. We got to wear our soul on our sleeve, so to speak. We have to take that deepest part of who we are and what our potential is, including whatever it is that is present as an error in thought, including whatever is there as a transgression, and bring that into the light for us, and bring it in as a learning, an expansion. That's the application of God as light, everyone, everywhere. Sometimes I've heard discussions, especially lately in these times, about how do we create more diversity? How do we attract more diversity in our school or in our community or in our church or in our business? And what I find interesting about that is it's a good spirit to think of attracting more diversity. What most having that discussion are not aware of is, how about another way of thinking about that? How about, what can we do? What can I do, and what can we do to put ourselves into the position where we're not the majority? What can we do? What am I willing to do to go into the territories where I'm into a different culture? In other words, how do I attract myself to go? How do I inspire myself to go into new territory? That's equally important as having the spirit of welcoming those who are different, the spirit of sending myself out into what might be different and new territory for me. In fact, walk in the light, to walk, to move, to traverse territory in that sense, is how you gain wisdom. One of the African traditions, and one of my teachers, Dr. Fukuya Bonseki, the teacher of that came from some of the words of the, in the cosmology of Africa as a whole, said that to gain experience by walking, we see that, we hear about that in Australia, in the Aborigines, the walkabout. And some of you have done that, not in Australia, but even here, have walked about, have put yourself in a situation of difference and walked about, immersed yourself in a different culture. Immerse yourself in a different culture, and in that culture, the light shines on you to see yourself more clearly. That's walking in the light. Walking in the light in familiar territory, in uncharted territory, so that more light shines from you, within you, and even looking at those things that are underneath the rock, so to speak, that are deeply there, so that I can bring them up and say, okay, I'm not, I can embrace this error, I can embrace this and own it. I don't have to be attached to it, which means I can change it. I can transform right here and there. I eliminate outmoded conscious and unconscious patterns. I replace them with new ones. And then I expand the light in me. Now I've got some evidence, and my knowingness then is deeper and deeper and more alive. And I can work it at conscious and unconscious levels. This is a journey to being a lighthouse. This scripture in Revelations actually comes from people in saying, hey, there is a new world. St. John the Divine has a vision and says, there's a new world here. And the new Jerusalem, a new heaven, a new earth comes down. Basically saying that this is the kingdom of heaven on earth in consciousness, the kingdom and queendom. In Lakota tradition, those laws are brought by white buffalo calf woman to the people to teach them how to live, to bring the ceremonies, to teach them how to live. We all across the globe have these different stories and representations of how to live in bringing our connection to the light of the infinite substance and source right here and now in us, with coming from us and between us, so that we dance as one, so that we can pray as one, so that we can sing as one. And even in that process, we have the teachings that tell us how to treat and respond to whoever appears to be, I'm using that word on purpose, appears to be our enemy. Whoever appears to be our enemy. We have the teachings of love thy neighbor. Love thy enemy as you love yourself. Love thy, I always say, inner me, including my shadow. Love thy enemy so I can embrace it, so I can see myself in that light. Now, everybody's not going to always be happy with having more light shown on the situation, right? Everybody's not always going to be happy with that. It is sometimes a threat to others to shed more light on the situation, to shed more light on the shadow. It's one of the things that was somewhat threatening in the times of Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus the Christ, was that capacity to bring so much light that others could see themselves more clearly. And that was not always a happy moment for the person who doesn't want to embrace those things that may not be visible to others. But this is our walk. In our prayer, when we pray, when you pray with the Lord's Prayer, you are praying to bring things to a new beginning, to bring the slate clean, to open the heart, which is the bridge into this oneness, into this woven web of life and light. The heart is the bridge. In the heart, I can see in the darkness through my heart. That is the gift that's in the traditions of shamanism, to see in the dark through one's heart. I am the light of the world, says Jesus. I am the truth and the life. You cannot hide the light and the truth when it's set upon a mountain. We have so many ways of seeing and hearing this reality across cultures, across traditions. You may crawl into the womb, back into the mother, when you crawl into a sweat lodge. But light will appear. The spirit will bring the light and the awareness to you. So let us decide more and more every day in every way that we walk into the light, that God is light, we walk in the light, that we are an ever loving, ever expanding demonstration of that. And as an ever loving demonstration of that light, even those who come as an adversary, even those who come and appear to be an enemy, have something to show me, for me to expand into and radiate this light. There's a veterans memorial song that's in Lakota, that one of the lines in it says, my friend, the enemy is coming. My friend, the enemy is coming. Ah, there's a day's worth of exploring the depth of what that means. Because in the Sundance ceremony, you make a friend of the enemy. quote unquote enemy. We need to do that here and now in the circles we'll be creating, the circles where we'd be learning together, the circles where we can study together, the circles where we can look at ourselves together, and the circles where we can heal. Because when we can heal, we can also create this new world. We create this new world, brick by brick, pearl by pearl, stone by stone, being by being. And our illusions of separation and division pass away. Shed a tear so we can wipe them away. Thank in gratitude for the lessons that we've learned in this long, long, long field trip of separation. Because when we realize our friend, the enemy, is coming to attack, we can stand there unafraid. God is light. We are spirits having a human experience. We are all light in different arrangements. What is there to fear? My friend, the enemy, is coming. What is it that my soul wants to reveal? What is it that our collective soul wants to be revealed about who we are? Embrace it. Don't run away from it because my persona, because the way I like to be seen is different. Allow myself to keep on digging deeper, to keep radiating that light, to keep meditating, to keep bringing service, and to ask to be shown, where am I or have I been in error? We have the evidence, we have the faith of things not yet seen. And when we practice this way, let's pay attention to and be grateful for the evidence and how it comes to us of the miracle, the beauty of the light in creation, the beauty of who we all are, the drama that we're working out, and the nation that we're building. It's simple. It's not as complicated as we make it. All are my relations. Expand the heart, bring in the light, be a bridge to oneself and to the whole of who we are. And so it is. Let us meditate for a moment here, get ourselves seated, put our feet firmly on the floor, on the ground. Imagine that extension all the way into the center of the earth, all the way up to the height of the heavens. And imagine with our arms open, we can hold our arms open. And as they are open, they reach energies in all directions from our hearts and our souls. The energy goes out front and back, above, below, and with our arms in all directions. In between, we hit the seven directions, the north, the south, the east, the west, the above, below, and within. And with one very big deep breath, we'll take three of these. We embrace with the inhaling breath, the light of God. We hold it. We expand through our being and we exhale in all directions. When we exhale, that light moves in all directions, expanding the light of God to all beings, all of life, all of which sacrifices itself to one another for the sake of life. We expand that vitality that moves through us. Again, inhale. May that light within me on the inhale shine wherever it needs to shine, that I'm aware of whatever I need to be aware of, to be more fully in the infinite consciousness and the infinite source, the indwelling presence. Exhale. All directions, including my friend, the enemy. Last time, big inhale, hold it, exhale. All of my relations. God is light. We walk in the light. Our walk clarifies what is, brings forth opportunities for us to heal. We heal, and we have evidence of that which we had faith in, and our knowingness is deeper. So let us agree to walk in the light until we become lighthouses. And all of humanity is standing here on earth in the new world. And so it is. Ashe.
Ashe. Thank you so much, Dr. Daria. It was wonderful. Oh, don't you love these Zoom things? We're not perfect here, but boy, it's nice.
Oh, you're getting so good.
I know. It's nice to just to gather away from the craziness out there and come back here and like, this is reality. This feeling is reality. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings. We want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any checks sent to the church. Come to 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, Washington, 98531. And also, I set my account up to just have my donation automatically sent from my bank account. You can do that with your bill payer on your, because I'm notorious for not getting to the mailbox. So this takes it out of my hands completely, and it's wonderful. All right. So we also thank you all for the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure. Now let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and our hearts. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. And let's say the blessing of thanks together now. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly, and so it is. And now, if you'd like to focus all of our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Name. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's all say the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Let's form our imaginary circle and imagine holding hands, and we'll sing our song of peace. We're not going to put up the lyrics because you know all know them. If you switch to gallery view, you can see everybody and hold hands next to the window next to you. And Dallas and Linda will unmute and take us to the... All right.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad we don't have you all unmuted because everybody's mouth was singing a different part of that song. It would have been chaos. So that was wonderful. Thank you. And thank you to all who made our Sunday service possible. Please stay with us for a few minutes if you wish to share fellowship with us on Zoom. Next week, our speaker will be Audrey Pitchford.